tuning in to the Connection Podcast. For just the next couple of minutes, we're going to actually share a message that I preached at Morningstar Church just a couple of days ago. And I want to encourage you to go ahead and listen through to the end. At the end, there's a special prayer that I want to pray with you. And also, I want to encourage you that if there's something that's specific, that there's going to be a number at the very end of this message that you'll be able to text, and you can actually text in anonymously your prayer requests. So please enjoy, and at the end, stay tuned for a special message and that phone number that you can text to make sure and send in your prayer request. Thanks so much.
We need to talk about freedom. There's a lot of talk about freedom. Usually around this time, I know that our country is a blessed nation. And so we get a chance to talk about freedoms quite often. And that's what I wanted to talk about today a little bit more. But I didn't want to talk about freedom that can be given or taken away by man. I wanted to talk about the freedom that's given to us by Christ, because that is altogether a very different freedom. I want to talk about the freedom that Christ gives, and no nation, no law, no nothing can take it away. There's freedom that's not found by following just a set of rules or regulations, but there's a freedom that's promised and received through a relationship in Jesus Christ. It's a freedom by a king who actually wants us to live free, not just to be under his rule, but to actually live to the fullest. There's a freedom that doesn't erase or change the past, but it's a freedom that literally transforms us from who we were in the past and frees us for a purpose in our future. This is the freedom that comes from Christ alone, and it's revealed to us in Scripture, and that's what we're going to talk about today, okay? Let's find out together what we need freedom from, first of all, and what we need freedom for. We're going to start in John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. Let me read this. To the Jews who believed in him, Jesus said, "If you hold on to my teachings, you are my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will be what sets you free." They answered to him, "We are Abraham's descendants, and we've never been slaves to anyone. How can you say that we should be free?" Jesus replied to them and said, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, then you're free indeed." Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for this time together, Father. We thank you for the freedom that you've given us, Father God, for the promise that you've made to us, not to live as slaves, not to live in bondage, Father, but to live as free people, Father God, that we are not under a set of rules or regulations, that there's no man or woman that can take these freedoms that you've given to us away from us, Father, that there's nothing in this nation or around this world that can ever steal that from us, because we've been inherited, we've been adopted, we've been accepted into your family. And in your name we pray, amen. See, these people that were questioning Jesus, these were the Pharisees. These are the ones that knew the law the best. They were the ones that knew the rules and regulations the most. These were people who grew up as descendants of Abraham, but they were the ones who were questioning Jesus, trying to determine if he was the one that was who he said he was. Society and culture are doing that today, right? We're questioning our freedoms, our liberties. We're questioning our identity and our heritage, and we're questioning our very creator. But Jesus told them then, he said, "If you hold on to my teaching, you are my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth is what sets you free." We have to know his truth. We can't make up truth. We can't make up our identity. We can't change who we were created to be and what we were created for. We have to inherit that. We have to live as sons and daughters of Jesus and descendants of his in order to know what true freedom is.
Yeah.
So we can agree that we need Jesus, know that we need freedom, but what do we need freedom from? What is the sin? What are the lies that have held us captive? Sometimes we've had things that have happened in our past. There's things that have happened to us. There's things that we've done. And those are the types of things that I believe that God wants to set us free from. Not just the cultural things, not just society things, but the things that are deep inside your family, that the prayers that only you've prayed to your God, the only things that you only know and that you've never told another soul about. That's what I think Jesus his son, God's son, wants to set us free from today. Let's read Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. It says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up," or I like the word in some versions that says heal, "the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and to release from darkness all the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance from our God, to comfort all who mourn, and to provide for those who grieve, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of despair." Here the prophet Isaiah is talking in future tense. He's talking about a savior. He's talking about Jesus, who's not yet even been sent yet, but he knows of his coming. And he's saying that we, if we can accept the promise of this freedom, if we can accept his purpose, then that freedom is not just for me. It's so that I can go and set other people free. See, that's the thing about freedom, is that we all want freedom, right? We all want something to hold on to, something tangible, something specific that we can point to. But we don't realize often sometimes that our freedoms have the ability to affect so many other people. And there are so many people, as we celebrate this weekend, there's so many people around the world who don't yet know freedom. And I'm not just talking about in other nations and faraway places. I'm talking about here in this park. I'm talking about here in Tampa Bay in Florida. In this nation, there are people that are not yet living free. They've not yet heard the truth. They've not yet applied that truth. They've not yet become sons and daughters of the King. And so that's what we're all about. That's what we want to know, is that freedom can and should come from me. It can and should come from each of you. If you've been here on this earth and you've received this promise and you've believed in Jesus, then now it's our turn. It's our chance to go and proclaim freedom for others. See, we don't have to be trapped anymore. We don't have to be withheld from grace. We don't have to hold ourselves back from a promising future. We can have freedom in Christ. We can have freedom that only He can give and no man can take away. We can have freedom from harm. We can have freedom from abuse. We can have freedom from addiction, harmful thoughts. We can have freedom from patterns of sin. I know I'm speaking to someone today. We can have freedom from anxiety. We can have freedom from worry, from depression.
Why?
We can and we should have freedom from the crisis and the trauma in our past. We do not have to hold on to that any longer. You know, Pastor Stephanie said a couple of weeks ago in her sermon, she said, "It's one thing to be rescued from our sin. It's altogether another thing to walk as someone who is free."
Amen.
As His followers, as Morningstar churches, those of you who are listening to this, our cheers, our celebrations of our freedom should be louder. They should know that we are free because of how we act, how we respond, how we interact with our neighbors, how we treat each other. That's how the world's going to know that we're free, that we've actually received this gift that Jesus has given to us. If you're a follower of Christ, if you receive this gift of salvation from sin, from the past that you've been burdened with, then that means you're a new creation. Let's give thanks for that. If you're a new creation, let's hear you today. Let's let everybody hear that today. But when we're free, when we're setting people free, when we're breaking the chains of bondage, when we're breaking the chains of addiction, I want to know that we're going to be loud about that. We're going to be proud about that. Because you know, if you're a new creation, you speak a new language. You don't speak the way that you used to speak. We need to celebrate. We don't just mourn, but we actually have joy instead of mourning. We have actual goodness to be talking about. You need to replace the ways that we talk and act with new conversation and new behaviors. We need to share this freedom with others and invite them into this new life. We can no longer be weighed down by the baggage of our pasts, because you know what? Sometimes the things that are actually holding us back, we're holding on. We think sometimes the baggage and the trauma and the hurt that our parents or an uncle or a teacher put on us, we think that that's what's holding us back, but sometimes we're just not willing to let it go. But is it okay if we do a little bit of work this morning? Is it okay if we talk a little bit about the truth and about what the freedoms that God, that His Son has given to us? Because I don't want to just go and celebrate without knowing what we're celebrating. I want to know that we have a future that is planned out for us, that is beautiful, that is something that can not just erase the past, because it can't erase the past, but it can absolutely change and set us up for a future. You know, there are things that have happened in my life, in my past, growing up. There are things that I'm not proud of. There are things that I've that have been done to me that I would not wish be done to anyone. But if we believe that Jesus is who he says he is, if we're not going to question what he says to us, if we're going to obey and be and accept faith and move towards him, then we can move towards a future that is actually free from pain, that's actually free from regret, that's actually free from the things that are holding us back. But we have to put in the work. We have to get rid of the worry. We have to get rid of the crisis and the trauma that's in our life. But I want to just invite you to come. We want to pray for just a few minutes. We won't take very long, but I want to do some work this morning, okay? We're just going to pray for just a couple of minutes. So I'm going to give everyone a couple of minutes. If you feel that you know, hey, I need that freedom. I know I read about it. I know I've been told about it, but I don't really feel it right now. I don't feel his promise in my life. I don't feel his provision in my life. I'm really scared about the future right now. Then I want to invite you to come up. Also, if you're praying for someone, maybe it's your son, maybe it's your daughter, maybe it's a cousin, a coworker. I know that many of us have people in our lives who we've been on our knees praying for because they don't yet have that freedom. They don't yet have a savior to call theirs. They don't have a future to claim. They don't have an inheritance to own. And I want you to come for them, because we can, just like the scripture said, just like Isaiah prophesied over Jesus, he can prophesy that over us, that we are anointed by the sovereign Lord. We are anointed to set captives free, to bring hope to the hopelessness, to the hopeless, to set free the people that are still in prison and bondage, to heal the brokenhearted. That's our job as Christians. If you're okay this morning, I want you to come up here and I want you to pray for someone else. I want you to put in the work for someone else, for your son, for your daughter, for your coworker, for somebody that you know needs that same freedom and that same purpose. I want you to come for them. If you can't come for yourself, come for them. But I'm going to give you about 2 minutes. I want to talk just for one more second, and then we're going to pray. I know it's hard. I know it's hot. I know that there are people here who have yet to make a decision about faith. Maybe you're on the fence. Maybe you decided when you were young, and it just doesn't make any sense anymore. I know that there are people in my life that I pray for on a daily basis who are in that spot. They've been hurt by the church. They've been hurt by friends. They've been hurt by people who should have been the ones taking care of them. And I pray for them every day. And that's who I'm praying for right now. And I want to know if there's anybody like that as well. If there's somebody that you just don't know. You're on the fence. Maybe you thought this thing was working out. And maybe you didn't see this coming. Maybe you didn't see how it was going to flesh out. But I want to pray for you too, because I think there's a special anointing for people right now, that God is revealing himself in unique ways to people, in ways in which are undeniable, because they've already heard the Bible stories. They've already heard the truth. They've already heard the words, and yet they're still running from it. They grew up in a Christian home. They grew up with a pastor as a father or a mother, and they are still running from that peace and from that purpose. And that's who I'm praying for today. So I invite you, if you match any of those things, I just want you to quickly come, just in a couple of seconds. We're going to pray and we'll be done.
I just want to encourage you that if there's anything that you want to pray with us about or pray for, if you're praying for yourself, praying for someone else, I want you to take the opportunity right now to text this number. Text pray with me, or text prayer to 844-397-4679. Again, you can text 844-397-4679. We will be praying with you. This is anonymous. You don't have to worry that this will be anywhere public, but this is something that we have in place so that you can share your prayer request with us, because we absolutely believe in the power of prayer. Connect Global is a ministry that is built on trust and faith in Jesus Christ, and so we absolutely believe in prayer. We believe that it transforms us. We recognize prayer as a profound and meaningful resource that connects us to the heart of the Father. It cultivates spiritual growth and it fosters a sense of community. And so if you want to pray with us, all you have to do is text pray with me to 844-397-4679. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you again soon.